Okay, let's begin our discussion of Zvachim Daf Yud Tes. Zvachim Yud Tes, as we continue with all the psulim that are mentioned in this perek that we get to talk about, and we're towards the bottom of Yud Ches Mabez. We're in the sugya. Yesterday's daf was all about Mechusre Begadim and the requirements for Begadim, how they are made and how they are worn, and if they are too long and if they're too short, and if you pull them up with a belt, all the different deos that are discussed. Towards the bottom, we mentioned a couple of sources for how do we know that they have to be made of pishtan, of linen, and we quoted a pasuk in Yechezkel. The Gemara says, Yechezkel, that's how we learned it. Well, before Yechezkel, we never knew it. Yechezkel was Mechadesh. The Gemara doesn't quote the line, but the Gemara is thinking of the line that is mentioned in Megillah Daf Gimel and elsewhere, a Navi Reshah Lechadesh Davar Me'ata. Right, a Navi can't make up his own new halachos, right? Unless, yes, there's an exception, but it's not really an exception. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua ben Nun and Sefer Yehoshua that, you know, you have to finish the mitzvahs of Ari Mikla, but that's not a new rule. That's just being mashlim, the mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't finish. And that's why the Gemara in Makkos points out that the Lashon of Vayedaber is used there, because that's really connected to what it says in the Torah. But other than that, a Navi can't be Mechadish something. So what does that mean, that Yechezkel was Mechadish? The Gemara gives another example. Well, we also learn out Merumas and Apostle in Yechezkel that an Arel cannot do the Avoda. Well, before Yechezkel, an Arel Kohen was allowed to do the Avoda? Of course not. But it's just that it was known from Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then we connected it to Apostle in Yechezkel. Right? That's both by Arel and here by the material that the Big Dei Kahuna were made from. Okay, good. Once we're on the topic, though, let's talk about Arel for a moment. And that is, there is a machlokas rishonim, whether an Arel Kohen, who does the avoda, is going to get malchus. Is it going to get malchus? And the Rama Paskins, he's going to get malchus. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. The question is, if it's learned out from a Gemara Gemira law, and let's assume that means halacha Moshe Misinai, which is an assumption. We know we mentioned the Netziv points out that it doesn't always mean halacha Moshe Misinai, it might just mean Mesorah. But how could then there be a punishment of Malkus? You don't get punished for halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai is Torah Shebal Peh. You need a pasuk. He shomer pen al or lo. You need a pasuk to teach me that you're going to get an onesh. So how would you get an onesh? So this is based on the idea that we've mentioned in the past from Reb Chaim. Chaim in the Grach al HaRambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros discusses, without getting back into the background, two types of halacha al Moshe Misinai. Two types. One halacha Moshe Misinai, where we would never have known anything about this before, and the halacha Moshe Misinai is mechadesh me something. Halacha Moshe Misinai hay mechadesh, that's something totally new. I would never have known that the shear of achila for a food, or for a mitzvah, or for another is kezias. Why kezias? Why is that the shear? Halacha Moshe Misinai. 10 tefachim high wall to be called a halachic wall. Why is that the shear? Halacha Moshe Misinai. We have no idea about these beforehand. So the Torah is mechadesh them. Mechadeshes. But then there are other halacha Moshe Misinais. And that is mifareshes. Meaning we have an already existing Torah institution, halachic reality. And the halacha Moshe Misinai tells us to have a new understanding, to have an expanded understanding of that reality. The context of Reb Chaim there he's talking about is Arla and Ravai. When we have Arla in Chutz La'aretz, is that a new halacha, or is that expanding our definition of Arla? We thought Arla was just like Trumas and Maisras and all the other mitzvahs of Tullius Baretz. Comes along the halacha Moshe Misinai to tell me, no, Arla is different. Arla is also in Chutz La'aretz, and it's expanded now. And that would be a nafkamina could be, that's the machlokas Gaonim and the Rambam, what about Ravai? Do you automatically say that Ravai exists in the fourth year if there's Arla? So again, if you say it's a natural expansion, so then Ravai would exist, because just like Ravai exists in Eretz Yisrael, this is an expansion of Arla, so it's a continuation of Ravai. But if you say it's something new, then not. So this is the context of Reb Chaim and Perek Yud Halacha Tesvav in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. So again, that idea could also play a role in many other areas of halacha, one of them being Arel. And right, when we say Arel, you cannot do the Avoda. So based on the Psukim here, based on the Gemara Gemira law, so how do we understand that? So the Rambam's Lashon, the Ma'ari Kirkus points this out, the Rambam's Lashon is Harei Hu Kizar. Arel Sha'avad is like a Zar. So what is the halacha Moshe B'Sira telling me? It's expanding our definition of what a czar is. We thought a czar just means a non-Kohen. They're saying no. A czar also includes an uncircumcised Kohen. That's also a czar. And if that's the case, that's why you would get a nonesh. Because it's ke'ilu, it's included now in the czar, we know as a pasuk, is beferish, and now we know RL is included in czar, so therefore, that's why it would work. Also, what we discussed yesterday, bizman shebigdeim aleim kunasam aleim. Ein bigdeim aleim, ein kunasam aleim, so havilu kazar, so it could be that, right, the, in the category would also be a mechusav agadim. So again, this is, an expansion of the category, many examples of that, which we're not going to get back into now, of halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamechadeshes and halacha Moshe B'Sinai hamefareshes. Okay, second to last line. We quoted the pasuk in Yechezkel describing the Big Day Kahuna, and the pasuk there used the phrase of lo yachkiru beyaza. So the Gemara asks, second to last line, my lo yachkiru beyaza, we're on Yud Ches Amid Beis, Amar Abaya, what did that pasuk mean? Lo yachkiru b'makam shemizi'in. Yeza maybe could be from the word zeya, sweat. Don't put the begadim in a place, don't put specifically the avnate, the belt, in a place where it is going to be sweaty. Kidetanya, where do we tie the belt? So ksheim chogrin, in chogrin, when we speak about a belt, we usually think and understand the belt as on the waist. But that's not how they wore the belt in the Beit Kahuna. This was not just stam a belt to hold up the other begadim. Says the Brisa, Shem Chogin and Chogin, Lodomatimi Masneim, Volomalame Atzileim. It's not all the way down by our waist, and it's not all the way up by our armpits. Where is it? Ella Kinegan Atzile Yedeyan. It's where, if we would hold our arms down, across from where our elbows cross our chest. That height. So that's in the middle. Like, it's if we were to think of a normal belt, it's higher than a normal belt is worn, but it's not all the way up where the Makom Hazeah is, and that's where the belt was worn, and that is, the halacha based on the drasha. Again, generally, anything should not be, any dvar shel kedusha should not be in that place, right? Sometimes, bar mitzvah boys, when they're putting on their tefillin shel yad, they have such a short arm, so they'll try to put it up as high as possible in order to make sure they have enough space. But sometimes it's put up, they put on their shoyah, they pull their sleeve all the way up, and it's close to the armpit, which is not the makom hazeah, as the Gemara describes here. So one has to be careful that it's not, all the way up in the place where it would be a bizayon for the begadim. Let's just do a little bit and more, and then we'll, mention another comment. Amar Avashi, Amar Lihuna Bar Nasan, Zimlachada, Havika Imna, Kamei, De Izgedir Malka. One time I was in front of Izgedir Malka. Rashi says it was a Persian king. Izgedir Malka, Vahavi Midli Le Him Yanoi. And I was, right, my, Avne was a little high, right? Vitesi Nihale. And then he pulled it down. He pulled down my belt. Rashi says, Kedela Naoso, to make it look nicer. V'amarli, and he said to me, this was probably the last time that a non-Jewish king would come over and do this to a Jew, V'amarli, Mamlechas Kohanim V'goy Kadosh K'siv B'chu. You're an Arlagayim, you Jews. You have to look perfect. You have to be an inspiring state. You have to look good. So he fixed his belt for him. And when Amemar heard about it, Amalei says, "Ah, Yikayim Bacha, it was fulfilled in you." The pasuk in Yeshayo, "Vayu Malachim Omnayich," right? The other nations will be those who serve you and those who are in awe of you. Right? Rashi quotes, "V'tzrichem Atem Linhogatz Bachem B'Tiferes Shel Kohanim." He moved the belt because of, based on this pasuk in Yechezkel, he says, oh, that's Malachim Umnayach, which is the name of a sefer of Zilberstein many years ago, wrote a sefer, Malachim Umnayach, on all the halachas of Amir al-Akum, right, having to do with, the non-Jews' behavior with us. Okay. The question that is asked by the, Achronim, right, the Rambam, when you look in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, right, he quotes this halacha of the belt, does this apply to all the Big Day Kahuna? Or is it just a din in the Avnate? Right, this special din of Lo Yachkru Bayaza. Right, the Rambam and Hilchos, Klei HaMikdash, and Paragyud, Halacha Beis, V'yal HaAvnate Mefurash B'Kabbalah Lo Yachkru Bayaza. B'Malkam Shemizian. The Rambam's Lashon about Avnate. Let me just go back one Halacha, because I wanted to mention this a few days ago and I forgot. Ketzad Seder Levishas HaBegadim. What's the order of putting on the begadim? The Rambam asks. The Rambam says, "Lo veish mechasayin." We're talking about Big Day Kahuna. These are the dafim and shas. So to mention this Rambam, say the levishas Big Day Kahuna. What's the order? Lo veish mechasayin tchila. First, you put on the mechnasayim. And you tie the belt, tie the mechnasayim above the belly button. Me'al masav, v'yachar kach lovesh ha'ktonis, then put on the shirt. V'yachar kach lovesh ha'avnei, then put on the belt. K'negat atzila yadav high up. U'makifo krachal, krachat shegomer v'kosher. Right, and it's not like a belt that there's like a little hole and you stick in the metal piece. No, it goes around and around until it ends. It's long. The avnet is long. V'yala avnet, mefurish be'kabala v'liyachru b'yaza, ar halacha, b'makam shemizian. V'yal kach kibel yonasem ben uziel, mipi ha'nevim. V'tirgim al livavehon yisrun. Right, it's like where the heart is, right? Where the so it's higher up. So you read our Gemara, it sounds like it's just a sur meira halacha, right? Remove it from the place of sweat. But if you look in the Rambam, this Yonasem ben Uziel that he quotes is dafka. It's a positive. It's a positive that it has should be near the heart. Should be near the heart. Maybe it's connected to libo roes ha'erva, that halacha about a separation. Okay. And then he puts on the misnefes, which is like a hat. What's interesting is, a general point, the Rambam has a whole Seder Levishas Bigde Kahuna. If you look in the Gemara does not have a Seder Levishas Bigde Kahuna. The Gemara only has one din. Put on the Mechnasayim first. The Gemara says in Yuma, right? That, what does the Torah say about the Mechnasayim? L'chas was psar erva. The essence of the Mechnasayim is to remove the status of erva. So if I put on the shirt first, the ketones, or if I'm the Kohen Gadol and I put on the me'il first, the me'il is the long tcheles coat, the robe, so then I'm already covered. So it could be I've already removed the status of erva. No, the Mechnasayim have to be the ones that remove the Bsar erva. So that's the Gemara. But the Rambam has a whole Seder. The Rambam doesn't use the word Seder that often. Right, there's Seder, as we know, the Seder on Pesach. We have Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We have Seder Levishas Begadim. Seems to say that the Rambam is looking at Bigdei Kahuna Lishitaso. Right, the Rambam counts the separate mitzvah of Bigdei Kahuna. It's not just about getting Begadim on. There's something about the Begadim themselves that are crying out to be used properly. Right, it's somehow the, As we mentioned, there are certain chefzes. When we use a chefzah shal mitzvah properly, we're redeeming it. We're being poed to it for kedusha. This is fulfilling the ultimate purpose of these items in the world. So it sounds like the Rambam is pointing in that direction too. It's not just put on the clothes. Why does it matter the order that you put the clothes on? Just put it on. No, and he uses the word seder. Seder levishas bigdei begadim. Something unique and special about these bigdei kahuna, and he says it about the kohen hedyo too. Not just about the Kohen Gadol. And then he says, Mitzvah Kohen Gadol, Acher Shagoger Ba'avneit, after he puts on the Avneit, right, he stops after the third Beged. Then Lovesh Hame'il, Va'al Hame'il Ha'efod, V'yachoshen, V'choger B'cheshev Ha'efod, Ala Me'il Mitachas Achoshen. That's why the Mikra Me'il Ha'efod, Me'il Shachoger Ha'efod, V'yachar Kach Torifa B'mitznefes. You always put the hat on after the rest of the Begadim. So the Kohen Gadol waits to put the Mitznefes on after he puts on the others that are going to go on his body, right, the Me'il, and then the Ephod, and then the Choshen, which are all tied on together, and then the Kosher Atzitz, Lamala Ben HaMitznefes. Then he puts on the Tzitz above the Mitznefes, the Saro, we'll get to this, B'Hashem, in today, later on, the Saro Hayanira Beitzis L'Mitznefes, his hair was seen between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes, the Shamayim and Yachtfilin Beitzis L'Mitznefes. That's where he wore his tefillin. Good. So that is the Rambam. But again, back for our purposes, the Rambam quotes this idea of loyachru bayaza specifically by the avnet. The Briska Rav wonders whether it's only a din in the avnet or it's a din in all the begadim. Whereas this Briska Rav is quoted in the back on this Rambam, in the back of the Frankel Rambam and the Sefer Likutim, which is a likud of many different achronim. So he quotes there from the Kisvei Talmidim of the Griz. Hine, chakar maran zichro yagen aleinu amen. Bahach dina. De lo yakru bayaza, yavi din bechagura. Is it a din in the belt? De bemakam azeya ein chogrim. De sham ein sham chagura. O davi din bimakom haavnate. De makam chagirasu bimakam shein mizian. Ve ein zed din bechagira. We might call it, is it a din in the chefsa or is it a din in the maisa levisha? Right, you shouldn't wear it in a way where it's in a sweaty place, or it's a din in this beged, nafgamina, the other begadim. Right, if it's a din in levishas habegadim, in the maisa levisha, then it could apply to other begadim. If it's a din in just this chefsa, shel bege kahuna, so then it would only apply to that one. But nafgamina, linyin choshim eifod, shgam nomar bahem chagira. It also says v'choger them. The nomar ba'avnei raktem amakam chagira so shel makam zeah ein zedin b'chagira emkein choshev eifon efshar lehigareim. I'm sorry, lachagram gaba makam zeya. Avali neima davi din bechagira to be makam zeya lo avi chagirim kein huadin bechoshim eifod. Shemar ben chagira yefshal lachagram b'makam zeya. Right? Is it a din in the levisha the chagira or is it a din? So that's an afkamina between the two. Again, the Rambam sounds like it's dafka the avnate by quoting it in that context, but it could be according to the Briskarov's question that it could apply to others as well. Okay, also fascinating little story about the King Izgeder, you know, helping get the clothes proper. It's not awesome. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the end of Maseches Erevin. Says the Mishnah. Kohen shalaka be'etzba'o. A Kohen that got a cut on his finger. So how does he do the Avoda? When he's got a cut, he has to put on a Band-Aid. Could he put on a Band-Aid? He has to do the Avoda. So the Mishnah says, Korech aleha gemi by mikdash. He's allowed to put on a gemi. A reed, some type of bandage in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the issue in the Beis HaMikdash? Avalo b'Medina. But you cannot put it on outside the Beis HaMikdash. Right? And per most Rishonim, we'll translate that to mean, Mikdash means Mikdash, and Medina means outside the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, there is a Rambam in a few places that says, Mikdash means all of Yerushalayim, and Medina means outside, but we won't get into that right now. So you could put it on. What's the issue of Beis HaMikdash versus Medina? So Rashi notes, and Tosfos and the other Rishonim note, because the Gemi is healing. Is also healing. So, we're talking about here on Shabbos, let's say, so therefore there's an Isser of Refuah b'Shabbos. But, in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Shvus b'Migdash. The Yisurei d'Rabbanan do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why you can put this on Shabbos, and in the Beis HaMikdash, v'lo b'Medina. Rashi, b'Shas Avoda, Korech Alav Gemi b'Shas Avoda, sh'Genayhu sh'Teira Esha Makaso. It's a Genay to not have a bandage on this. V'Yavagav the Gemi Masi, Maka, and even though Gemi is a healing, has some healing elements on it, even though there's an Isser of medicinal intakes on Shabbos, right, the Gemara in Shabbos, Shemi Yishchok, you might come to grind, says Rashi, there is no gzera of shvus there. Let's continue, and then we'll just get to the point, and then we'll talk about that concept. But if you put it on to, your kavana was to be motzi dam, while you're putting it this bandage on, kanvakan usser, that is usser, because Rashi says that is chabura, that is wounding, and that is an isser daraisa. To remove blood is an isser daraisa. Yes, we've talked about also in the past, which malacha is chovel, wounding, right? It's not one of the 39. Go down the list. Wounding is not one of them. So which Av is Chovel included in? So that is a major machlok, as we've shown him. All different opinions quoted. Rashi and Shabbos quotes, maybe it's Soveya, maybe it's coloring, maybe it's Shochet, right? Shochet, the word of Shochet is moving blood. So maybe it's included in that. That's two. Number three, the Rambam says it's Dosh. The Rambam says Dosh, it's Mefarik. Mefarik, just like Dosh, is removing the seeds from its natural husk. So too, chabura, causing bleeding, is removing the blood from where it's naturally supposed to be. That's the three shitas, right? Mefarek, dash. In certain cases, maybe chabura will be tikkun. That's what some Rishonim, fascinatingly. Chabura is the malacha of mila b'Shabbos. That's why you can't do mila on Shabbos except if it's bismana. So which malacha are you doing by bris mila? So there is a day in the Rishonim, tikkun mana. Wow. So, chavala, according to that, isn't objectively a malacha. It's only if there's a positive constructive purpose. So here, tikkun mana, which might be bone, which might be makev patish, right? But that is a discussion at the end of Maseches, towards the end of Maseches Shabbos. Good. So the Mishnah says here in Erevin that the one is allowed to wrap a gemi, in the Mikdash, not in the Medina, but if it's to take out dam, kamakan asr. Am Rabbi Yehuda, v'reidi Rabbi Chiya, lo shanu ella gemi. This is only a gemi. Aval tzilzul katan, have a year to begotten. But if I would use a tzilzul katan, if I would use a little belt, so Rashi says bendel, right, an old French term, so then, lo avi yitu begotten, then it would be yitu begotten, and therefore you can only use this reed, but if it's tzilzul, that's a real beged, and then that would be a problem of yitu begotten. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lo amar yitu begotten, alo b'makam begotten. Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, yitu begotten is only in the place where there are other begotten. Avo shalom b'makam begotten, but if it's not a place where you usually wear begotten, like a finger, lo have a yitur. That's not yitur. So machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chiya Berei, Rav Yehuda Berei de Rav Chiya. Says the Gemara, one second, forget the fact whether it's Egypt Begadim. If it's B'makam Begadim, it typically Misham Chatzitza. Right? There's a Chatzitza issue. You're not allowed to have an interposition between the Begadim and the body of the Kohen. You can't wear anything else. So forget the Isser, besides the Isser of Yitur Begadim, wouldn't it be a Chatzitza, right, between the Beged and the body? Rashi quotes the Pasuk, the Be'inan V'lokach HaKohen, Shetehe Kabbalah Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen. Right, so therefore, how could you have any extra beged in between bimakom begadim? Right, bimakom begadim. So the Gemara answers bismol. Maybe he's talking about on his left finger, on a finger on his left hand, which is not kasher lavoda. We'll learn in Bechoros by Hashem. Absol, one of the baal mumin is a lefty. Right, bismol inami shlo bimakom avoda. Or maybe it's somewhere on the hand where it is not in the place where you do the avoda. Maybe it's on the back of the hand. Well, what do you do with the back of the hand? So that's why it's not a problem there. Upliga de Rava, and this argues on Rava, de Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chisda. What argues, who argues on Rava? Rabbi Yochanan, who's Machalik. The Yitur Begadim is only B'machan Begadim. But B'shol B'machan Begadim, it's not. So this argues on Rava. De Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chisda, B'machan Begadim, afilu ni'ma'achas chotzetzes. If it's B'machan Begadim, even a tiny string will be chotzes. As the question dealt with. Shalom b'makam begadim, shalosh al shalosh. But if it's not b'makam begadim, then shalosh al shalosh. If it's a little beged, that's 3x3 hands breaths, fingers breath, I suppose, chotzetzotz, that is a chatzitza. So if it's 3x3, it's chotzetz. Rashi says that means yitur begadim. Right? If it's shalom b'makam begadim, you're not talking about chatzitza. So even though it says the word chatzitza, it doesn't really mean that. Rashi says it says yitur, but because it used chatzitza before, and it says chatzitza here too. Okay, but Pachas Mikan ain't on Chatzitzos. So he argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalom Malkam Begadim is not Yitur. And Rava says, no, if it's a significant Beged, it's going to be Yitur, even Shalom Malkam Begadim. So, Ad Rabbi Yochanan Vade Pliga. He definitely argues on Rabbi Yochanan. Ad Rabbi Yehuda Breidu Bechia Milema de Pliga. Do we have to say that he argues on Rabbi Yehuda Breidu Bechia, right, who said the chilek between Gemi and Silsul Katan? Right, do we have to say that Rava argues on that as well? Doesn't specify, you know, how big the gemi is. So no, shiny tzilzul katan the chashiv. It could be that he does not argue, right? It's just that the tzilzul katan is a chashiv beged, and that's why it would be considered a problem. Rashi says asui lenoi, and that's why it would be a problem. And even Rabbi Yehuda Breidu Bechia would agree that it is a. I'm sorry, even Rava would agree that it's a problem. You might not need the measurement of shalosh al shalosh, because you could just go by tzil of this beged, even though it's smaller, it's chashiv, because it's made to be the beged. That just reminds us a little bit of another context, right? Sometimes the Gemara says a kli, even if a kli is tiny, but if it's made to serve a purpose, then it's chashiv. Right? We like to quote the Rashba in Shavuos. Rashba in Shavuos Lamates says this beferish, right? The Gemara talks about there's a certain minimum amount of financial status, minimum amount of how much something's worth for many different areas of halacha. Bezdin's not going to sit on a case that's less than a certain amount. And, you know, there's a taina and a tfiya and denial, right, in Masechah Shavuos. How much does he have to be toveya? How much do you have to deny? Right, all different halachas. But the Gemara there says, on Daf Lametes, maybe a kli is different, or makesef, makesef davar chashav, akilim davar chashav. And the Rashba there says, another Rishonim, but I read it from the Rashba, De Efshar Lomar, De Kol Kli, Kivan Shu Roy Lamalachto, Chashuv Hu Kipruta. Even if it's a needle. Maybe a needle, you know, how much do you sell a needle for? How much do you sell a paper clip for? Maybe less than a pruta. One paper clip? But you know what? It has independent inherent status because it's useful as is. It's a Kli. It's Efshar Chashav Ukapruta. The Yeser Mipruta. The Yoshon Alav Adayanim. Maybe the Dayanim will open up a case on that because that is significant. And then the Rashba adds the amazing line, the Efshar Dafilu Lini Kedushin Kain. Maybe even for marriage. Marriage in a Pruta. Right? First Mishnah in Miseches Kedushin. But the Rashba says, maybe even regarding Kiddushin, if a Kli has a status, because it's significant, like on the other areas of Halacha, maybe also regarding Kiddushin. Kemosha Konin B'Kli, just like you do a Kinyan Chalipin B'Kli. Avo B'Shein Bo Sheva Pruta. V'Efshar D'Kinyan Mishum Kesefu, maybe Kinyan is Mishum Mishum Kesef. And the footnotes here, he quotes that the Rambam and the Chazisha says, no, even in Kiddushin, the Kli has to be used a pruta, be worth a pruta, even though regarding Shvua, it doesn't have to be worth a pruta. So, and he can be mechaling between different areas of Halacha. Okay, but that's like similar to what the Gemara says here, that Tziltzul Katan is Chashuv, and therefore, maybe there's no machlokas. Let's continue also the next version. Says the Gemara, Lishna Achrina. Similar. Amri la, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Breid Rabbi Chiya. Lo Sharnel Gemi, but Tzotzol Katan Chotzeitz. Again, the same Rabbi Yehuda, Breid Rabbi Chiya. Even though Rabbi Yehuda, Breid Rabbi Chiya, there's a different word in this version. It says Chotzeitz instead of Yitur Begadim. Rashi says it's the same thing. Right, so the same thing. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Bechia doesn't change. Rabbi Yochanan changes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Amr Chatzitza B'Vachol B'Shalosh Al Shalosh El B'Makam Begadim. Chatzitza less than 3x3 is only B'Makam Begadim. Avos Shlo B'Makam Begadim Shalosh Al Shalosh Chotzitzos Pachad B'Kan Ein Chotzitzos. Rabbi, but Shlo B'Makam Begadim, it has to be a certain minimum amount. Remember beforehand, Rabbi Yochanan said it's not a problem when it's Shlo B'Makam Begadim. So Rabbi Yochanan switched here. So Gemara says V'Hainu De Rava Amar Rav Chista. So according to this version of Rabbi Yochanan, it's exactly the shita of Rava. Leima pligad Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chiya. So would Rava be against the other shita now? Shani Tzotzol Katan D'Chashiv. No, he wouldn't. They'd be able to work out. Lord Rabbi Yochanan, my Arya Gemi. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, why Dafka Gemi does he talk about Lashmin and Tzotzol Katan? Why does he teach us the Tzotzol Katan? Because that would be even greater Chiddush. Milsa Agav Baruch HaKamash Malan to Gemi Masi. He's teaching us on Derech Agav that Gemi is a healing, has healing powers. And that's why you would be able to use it in the Beis HaMikdash, even on Shabbos, because Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash, but in Medina, you would not be able to. Good. Also an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Gemara doesn't really specify. We're talking about chatzitza here between the Kohen and the Begadim. What about between each Beged? Bein Beged LeBeged. Is there chatzitza there too? What if I put, if I have something on top of the Me'il under the Choshen or the Ephod? So is that going to be an issue of chatzitza too? So that's also a discussion in the Griz about, is that a different type of chatzitza in that category, right? It's not. Is it a din in that, right, the beged of the Kohen has to be touching, the body of the Kohen has to be touching the begadim. So, being beged la beged, you don't have that. Right, that must be a different type of, if that is a chatzitza, that would be a different type of chatzitza. Right, and the Brisker Rav says, maybe there's two different types of chatzitza, bebigdei kahuna. Ha'echad din chatzitza shebein beged lebsaro. U'milvado yishin chatzitza notzaf mitzav tseder halavisha. Shetzorach shetei dafka ba'ofan shakatonis tiyala mechnasayim ve'avnei ala katonis v'yish b'neim beged bitel seder zeh. Right, relates to the Rambam that we were just talking about. That's not going to be a regular chatzitza din, but that's going to be a din in the levisha. That's also brought in the likutim in the back of Klei HaMikdash. Okay, Ein Shavuos B'Mikdash is also an important topic. There is no Issur Rabbanan in the base of Mikdash. So 2 points to make. Number one is there a svara for that? Why is there no Shavuos B'Mikdash, right? If we're worried about Issur Rabbanan, so why wouldn't it be also in the base of Mikdash also? So some connect that to Mari Kirkus, for one, in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Hilchos Karban Pesach. The Rambam says there, in Hilchos Karban Pesach, in the first parak, they used to wash the floor of the Azara on Shabbos. Right? There's a lot of blood there. Right? The Gemara, the Mishnah talks about it in Pesachim, they were knee deep in blood. How many millions of karbanos? So Baruchsanas Azar b'Shabbos, hundreds of thousands. They used to wash it. She'ein iser shvus b'mikdash. Afilu b'davar she'eino tzarech avoda iser shvus b'mikdash heterhu. That's the Rambam's statement. There's no shvus b'mikdash even by someone that's not tzarech avoda, washing the floor of the Azara. That's the Rambam. Says the Mari Kirkus here. Lafuke midi Rabbi Nasan. Quotes that it's a machlokas. Vizeu sh'amru b'chol makom ein shvus b'mikdash demashma deheter gamar hu. And then he adds, to koanim b'mikdash zrizim heim below asu l'mevet yisura daraisa. So Mari Kirkus connects, which is not beferish in most places, ein shvus b'mikdash, koanim zrizim heim. Because the koanim, we could trust them, they're being zariz, they're focused, so that's why ein shvus b'mikdash. That's why those two are connected here in the Mari Kirkus. Good. There are some shvusim. Right, this seems to be a kala tara kula principle that always applies, but it's not always so clear because there are some shvusim that do apply in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Sukkah talks about this on Daf Nun regarding the musical instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara talks about that, you know, if you hold Iker Shira Bepet, and the Kli is only background, then you can't play the Levim can't play the instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. So the answer is shown in there. What do you mean? Ain't supposed to play Mikdash. What's the big deal? So why can't you play the musical instruments? So the Ritva there in Sukkah Daf Nun asked that question, and he says, that's, you don't always say that. Sometimes there are Shvus in Mikdash. Says the Ritva, V'yesh Lomar, Dekalki Haishvus, Shehu Dover Matsui, Da'asili De Tikun Kleshir, it's very common, De Isura, Shatikun Matsui Bem, Afilu B'mikdash Gazubo, Kshena Makeves, Da'agatir Dayu Asi, Masakni Levidachu Shabbos B'malacha Shal Torah, B'davar Shena B'chova. Okay, so if it's not needed, so then maybe it's going in a little different direction than the Mari Kirkus that we saw. But there are many different interesting questions that are asked by the Achronim regarding Ein Shvus by Mikdash, if that's connected to Konem's Rizimheim. So what about a Yisrael on the base of Mikdash? So you would say Ein Shvus by Mikdash there? It's really a din in the Kohanim? What about a Kohen outside the base of Mikdash? Right, if it's based on, unless you only say Konem's Rizimheim by Avoda? So what about, again, what about a Yisrael in the Mikdash? What about a Kohen outside the Mikdash? What about, does it apply to all types of Yisrael Drabana? What about Yisrael Drabana that are Asu? They're there mishum gzera. You might come to do this at the Raisa, and others there might be just malacha derabanans that are usher. So, are there any limitations for Ein Shavus by Mikdash? Is it only by Yisurei Shabbos derabanan in the Mikdash, or is it by Stam Yisurei derabanan? Right, not just Yisurei Shabbos. All different questions that are asked by the Achronim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Boy Rava, last couple of skinny lines. Boy Rava, nichnasa lo ruach bebigdo mahu. What happens if the wind blows up his beged? So there's air. So is that a problem? So this gets into the issue that we just mentioned from the Rizka Rav. Is there an issue between the begadim? Or maybe it's blowing from his body. Al basaro be'inan v'haleka. Odilma derach levisha pekach. Right, it has to be on his flesh, literally. Or no, this is the way that this is derach levisha. And therefore, sometimes things move around a little bit. Again, a din in the chatzitza chefsa shell, though, they have to be touching, or a din in the seder levisha. Kina maushatachas, what if there's a louse that's in between? Well, that rabbi chotzeitz. Mesa lotibay lacha. A dead louse, that's not a problem, the vadechaitz, that's for sure a chatzitza. If it's a dead louse. Chayamai, what about a live one? Mi amrinan kima to asava azla revisahi, velo chaitza. Well, do we say, since there's always, right, I think hygiene was also a little bit different in the days of old. Right, since they come and go revisa, that's considered normal. That's the natural state for lo chaitza, it's not a chatzitza. Oh, Dilma, no. Keep it to cover like chaitza. Or, you know, people don't like lice, right? So then it would be a chatzitza. Because he's machmed about it. Interesting, so it would be a chatzitza if he's machmed about it. So that's a different halacha than Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida, on a daraisa level, you need two ingredients. You need rubo and machpid. You have to have a chatzitza that's covering most of the body and makpid. But here, only makpid. Even a tiny little louse is going to be makpid. The Ar Sameach discusses that. Rameir Simcha discusses that. There's a different type of chatzitza in Hilchos Big Day Kahuna and in Hilchos Nida. He asked the question of why one needs rubo makpid and one only needs makpid. That's in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yisurei Bia. And he says, there's a difference. The bitfila, the din is, kol gufa b'mayim. Kol gufa b'mayim. And you could say, he quotes the Nazir shaving his head. But by Big Day Kahuna, there's a din of the body being connected to Begadim. And therefore, if you don't have the body connected to Begadim, you don't go by Rov. Right? If you say, this part of the body is not connected to Begadim. And therefore, it's going to be a different type of halacha. Different type of halacha. He goes through it more. We're not going to read it, but that's what he talks about in Yisurei Bia. Perek Dalet halacha. Halacha is this? Halacha Ches. Feel free to look more. But that's the chilek between Nida and Big Day Kahuna. Vayter, offer Masha Yachlitz. What about dirt? Is dirt a chatzitza? Does the kohen have to make sure to be very clean and take a shower before he puts on the begadim? Offer Vadechai, is dirt definitely is a chatzitza. Ela Avak offer. What if it's like, just like little dust of dirt? Mahu. Beis HaShechi. Mahu Sheyachutz. What about Beis HaShechi? Meaning it's a little loose by the arm. It's a little loose. It hangs down a little bit. Is that a problem? Al basaro be'inan v'haleka. It's not touching the body physically. Odoma derach levisha b'kach. Everybody has it a little loose over there. Hechnas yadol techekoma. What if he puts his arm underneath? Could his own body be a chatzitza? It's maybe it's one of those freezing Yerushalayim nights, and he's putting his arm inside, putting his body, while he's catching the dam with his right hand, he's going to put his left arm inside his ktonet. So is that a problem? Right, mahu gufo michayetz alo. Does his own body present a chatitza? Right, again, you might say this is a chiluk between other areas of halacha where, you know, like we know, to wear for a yarmulke, you can use your friend's hand, but you can't use your own hand because your own hand is you. Or for hilchas tachanun, why people think that you have to have a covered arm for tachanun. You don't need a covered arm for tachanun. You just need a chatitza. You need a hefsek between your face and the ground. So you could use a shtender. You could use a sitter. Reb Nevenzal writes in his comments on the Mishnah Berurah. Right? People think that because you have to, they see people covering their arm, your arm has to be covered. Your arm doesn't have to be covered. Right? If you put your head on your arm on top of a table, on top of a sitter, that's also fine. It's also fine. So again, there, because we know, because your body can't be chotzeitz. Your own, but your arm is yourself. So just your arm doesn't work. That's why you need something else. So michayitzolo. So again, but here it might be different. Nima maushatachutz. What about a thread? Nima vadechaitzah. The Gemara says nima definitely chotzeitz. Ela nima midul delas mau. What if you have a detached hair that gets mixed up in the rest of the begadim? So is that going to be a chatzitza? Boy marbaravashi yotza saru bebigdo mahu. What about his yotza saaro bebigdo? What if he has really long hair? And he goes down and it goes underneath the begadim. Mahu. Sara kagufa dami, alav kagufa dami. Even if you want to say a body might be part of the, your a body part could be part of your body. Maybe hair is different. Right? Alav kagufa dami. So some might be wondering, wait a minute. We know the Gemara in Tainus that tells us that a Kohen has to get a haircut once a month. So how could his hair be so long? How could it grow that long? What is that? You have a very fast growing hair on a person? Very fast growing hair. So, different suggestions, given in the Chronim. The Rishonim don't really deal with this. Or maybe it's talking about the payas. Somebody didn't cut their payas and their payas got really long. Right? Or their beard got really long. But if you look at the Chok Nasan, quoted here in the Asifas Kanim, right? One of the Achronim in this, in the set, quotes, you violated. Right? There's a halacha. You're not supposed to grow your hair long, but if he did grow his hair long, growing his hair long is not machalel, the avoda. But if it's a chatitza, it is machalel. That's the question. So if he did this, the imi shapuri rosh avagav debemisa ain't a machalel avoda kamoshakasav. Right? If he has to get a haircut every 30 days, but what if he didn't? What if he didn't? Okay. So there's some case that comes up lamaisa. By Rabbi Zeira, tefillin ma'oshe yachutzu. What about tefillin? Is it chotzeitz? Rashi says this means it's yishu pagadim. Okay, either way. Aliva demand d'amar Lila loves man tefillin who? If you say that Lila loves man tefillin, machlokas tanoim. Whether Lila is man tefillin or loves man tefillin. Right? So if you say Lila is not man tefillin, lo tibay lecha, then for sure it's a problem. Tekim and Lila. Chaitzi, yom nami chaitzi. Since it's a chatzitza, or sorry, yishu pagadim by Lila, so by day also. Right, it's going to be a problem. Right, Rashi quotes the Svara. Because then, if you don't say that, then you're going to tell me there's a Chumrah at night than more by day. You can't have that. You can't have a Chumrah of Avoda at night. Avoda, nighttime is always more kal. So if you're going to tell me it's a problem at night, you're going to have to say it's a problem by day also, halachically. So, according to that opinion, for sure it's a problem. So, Kitiboy Lachali, Lamanda Amar, Laila Zman Tfilin. What about according to the opinion that says Laila is Zman Tfilin? And maybe you don't wear Tfilin at night just because you don't want to fall asleep. But technically, that's what we hold, right? That's technically, Lila is Zman Tfilin, right? Why is Tfilin Zman Grama? Because of Shabbos and Yontif, according to this opinion, right? Tfilin can be Zman Grama for a couple of reasons. But either way, my, so according to, if Lila is Zman Tfilin, what about, so is Tfilin Echatitza, mitzvah de, or Yitra Begadim, mitzvah de Gufei Chayetz, Olo Chayetz, right? Is it going to be a problem or not? Is it going to be a chatitza or not? Rashi's Lashon is, maybe it should be like your body because of Chavivus HaMitzvah. Wow. It's so beloved to you. This is not going to create problems. It's like part of you. Or not. Igal gol milsa umatel kamid rabbi ami amrele tamad arachu biadenu tfilin chotzitzos. It's a problem. It is chotzitz. Meisvei, one second. But don't we have a brisa that says that they wore tfilin? Kohanim, or they were pata from wearing tfilin. The brisa dealt with tfilin. Kohanim bavodasim, levim beduchonam, v'yisrael b'ma'amadam. Ptirim and a tfilim and a tfilin. They are all pater if they're involved. They're pater from tfilah and they are from tfilin. So what does that mean that they are pater? My lav im hinichan inan chotzos. They're pater, but if they wore them, then it wouldn't be a chatitza. Where says lo, im hinichan chotzos. No, if they wore them, it would be. So Gemara says, yachi pterin asur mi boile. Shouldn't just be pater, it's also to wear them because they'll ruin the avoda. Answer, Kimatika Levim Yisraelim de lo misnule asur. Levim and Yisraelim don't have an issue of chatzitza. So, or Yitzhak Agadim. So, because they could wear tefillin, Mishamachi Tana Baturin. Even though, Lagabi the Kohanim, maybe it would be Usr. Because they wouldn't be allowed to. V'yatanya Menichon Eina Chotzitzos. We have another bryce that says it wouldn't be a Chatzitza. Lokasha Hadiyad Hadirosh. Shel Yad or Shel Rosh. Right? Shel Yad is a problem because that's going to be a Chatzitza between the Ketones and the arm. But the Shel Rosh is not going to be a problem. Because it's not going to be in between anything. But just like the yad is a problem, because there can't be anything between the beged and the skin. What's the answer? There's enough room for both. Tana, what the Rambam quoted before, Sairo Hayanira bein tzitz l'mitznefes, hair could be seen of the Kohen Gadol sticking out between the tzitz and the mitznefes, shesham menichin tefillin. Right, there was enough room for everything on top of the Kohen Gadol. He had room for tefillin and for the tzitz and for the mitznefes. Right, it's all plenty of room on top. There was a big discussion in the Rishonim. Does this Gemara tell us anything about tefillin? About whether there is a ba'aya of chatzitza for the tefillin shel yad. That is, for the Rosh on the answer in this Gemara, there's a problem of chatzitza on the shel yad and the shel rosh. A raya from here, because the Gemara is talking, in the context it sounds like, so the issue is both shel yad and shel rosh. The Rashba says, no, there's no problem of chatzitza by the tefillin shel yad, it's just an issue of l'chol la'os v'lo la'cheirim la'os. And therefore, putting tefillin on top of the ketones wouldn't be a problem of chatzitza. It would be a problem of your tefillin is supposed to be covered. Your tefillin shel yad, and that's why it would be a problem. This is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch about chatzitza by tefillin shel yad. But again, a little one of the Gemaras that is discussed is right here. The Rambam, just to summarize our context, that is tefillin of a kohen. The tefillin of a kohen. The Rambam writes in Ilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Yud Halacha Vav. Regarding tefillin, ein hakohen yochol lavod b'tefillin shel yad shehari chotzetzes aval shel rosh ein chotzetzes v'im ratza lahanicham b'shas avoda meiniach. Rambam doesn't say it's even obligatory, unusual. He says tefillin shel yad not allowed to wear tefillin shel rosh, whatever you want. If he wants to wear them, he could wear them b'shas avoda. He could wear them b'shas avoda, but he just has to make sure there's no says any chatzitzes. But that's why the tefillin shel yad is a problem. Okay. A lot more, but we have to continue. Says the Gemara now, on top. Mechusar Kippurim, Minalan. So how do I know now Mechusar Kippurim? We spoke about Mechusar Begadim. How do I know Mechusar Kippurim? Minalan, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kav Chibra, La Hakoen, V'Tahera, Tahera, Mechal Shi Tameya. So it must be that he's Tameya beforehand, until now, and therefore he's included in a Tame. V'Shalo Rachutz Yadayim Raglayim, Ashechuka Chuka Mime Mechusar Begadim. So Shalo Rachutz, is similar, is learned that from Chusar Begadim, that they are all Mechal of the Avoda. Tan Rabbana. Kohen Gadol, Shalot Tavol. So the next Amud is all about, and Blot is all about, washing one's hands. Right? We know before the Avoda, every Kohen has to wash his hands and feet in the Kiyor. Tan Rabbana. Kohen Gadol, Shalot Tavol v'lo Shalot Kiddush, being Begel Abeged. What if a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur skipped between eight, right, he keeps changing his clothes. Whenever he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, he has to take off his Big Day Zav and only wear his Big Day Lavan. So each time in between the clothing, he goes to the mikveh, and he is Mekadesh Yadayim Ragleim, as is described in Maseches Yoma in the Mishnayos. So what if he didn't? It's not ma'akev. The avodah is kosher. V'yechad kohen gadol, v'yechad kohen hedyon. Shalot kiddush yodav raglav sha'achris v'yavan. If he didn't do the first one in the morning, avodah sopsula. Then the avoda is pasul. Amalei Rav Asa, Rabbi Yochanan, Michdi. Let's think about this. Chamish tefilos vasar kiddusha daraisa. All of the things that he does on Yom Kippur is daraisa. The five mikvah dunks and the 10 times he's makadish his hands and feet. Vechukak sivvu, and he says chok by all of them. So laakvu. So why are they not ma'akev? Right? Why are all these tefilos and kiddusha not ma'akev? Amalei Amakra ulevesham. Levisha ma'akeves vein davar acher ma'akev. It says by the avodas Yom Kippurim he should wear them. Emphasizing that the begadim are ma'akev, but other things are not ma'akev. That's the answer that Rabbi Yochanan gave to Rav Asi. Sahu v'upanav. Rav Asi's face lit up. Wow. That's a great answer. He was so excited. And then the Rebbe says, Amar Leih says, Vav da'ufta kasvi lecha. I wrote you a vav on a log. What does that mean? If you try to write a vav on a log, it's like not noticeable because there are bumps and ridges on the log. He's saying, no, there's a big problem. It's a big problem with the answer that I just gave you. Iyachi de safranami. If you're telling me that Levisha is only ma'akev and nothing else, so maybe even the morning kiddush and the first one in the morning shouldn't be ma'akev, and we know for sure that's ma'akev. But the Gemara's answer is maybe it shouldn't be ma'akev because it says ulevisham. Amar chizki amakra. No, v'haisa lahem. It says not by Yom Kippur. It says by general other avoda. V'haisa lahem chok olam lo ulezaro ledarosam. Davar hama'akev bezaro ma'akev bo. Davar she'en ma'akev bezaro in ma'akev bo. Meaning kiddush adam raglayim and the is ma'akev by the kohanim. So that's why it's ma'akev by kohen gadol too. Rabbi Yonasan Omer Mehalcha from here. V'rachatzu mimenu Moshe v'aronu banav. Davar ma'akev bebanav ma'akev bo. Davar she'en ma'akev bebanav in ma'akev bo. Okay, two different sources. What's the difference between the two sources? Rabbi Yonasan Ma'atayim al Omer mita Chizkia. Why doesn't he Rabbi Yonasan the second pasuk? Why doesn't he like Chizkia's pshat the first pasuk? Omer lacha ha'hu ledaros hudechsev. He says, no, that pasuk is written ledoros. That is written ledoros. It's not meant for the hekesh. It's just meant to teach me that halacha is meant for all generations. V'idach my time alo amar mehai. And what is the first opinion on hold of the second opinion? Because he uses that pasuk already for a different halacha. Tom Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Kol kiyar she'ein bo kedi lakadish arba kohanim imenu ein makad shibbo. If four kohanim can't use the kiyar at the same time, so then in Makach and Bo. Rashi says, here, what does that mean? Shein machzik mayim, kishira bar kiddushin. It has to be a kli that has that amount of water. Right? The Sfas Emes points out that the Rambam thinks it has to have that amount of water in it. It's a din in the water, it's not a din in the kli. Okay, shenamar, v'rachatsumi menu Moshe v'aharonu banav. That's four. Right? And therefore, that's you have to have at least four. And here's where I referred to yesterday. Rashi and Hashin Lukubetzes. Look what Rashi says here. On Moshe Aaron Ubanav. Rashi says, Sha'af Moshe, Kohen Haya, B'shivas Yimei Amiluim. Right, Rashi says here, Moshe was a Kohen. And the Shidduch Kabetz says here, the Shidduch Kabetz says here says, in Os Gimel, Af Agav de Moshe Haya Levi, Mikomakom Haya Meshamish, B'zayin Yimei Amiluim. He counts. So, Machlokas Rashi Shimon Gubetzes, even just in formulation, whether Moshe was a Kohen, and that's why he could be counted, or even if he was a Levi, he could be counted in this number. Good. Okay, quickly. The Dvir HaKodesh here just wonders, what's the Havamina that we mentioned 10 lines ago? Ihachi de Tzafranami. If you're telling me that it shouldn't be Ma'akev, so then even the first one in the morning shouldn't be Ma'akev. What's the Havamina? Of course the first one has to be Ma'akev. The first rechitza and the first kiddush amar glam in the morning. What's the havamina that it wouldn't be ma'akev on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur. See, he quotes. Well, we know there's a machlokes rishonim. We mentioned this a week or so ago between the Balamor and the Ramban and others. The avodas of Yom Kippur. Does the Kohen Gadol have to do everything, even the carbon tamid and even the k'tor? Does the Kohen Gadol have to do everything on Yom Kippur? And therefore, there's no pious, there's no goral on Yom Kippur or not machlokes rishonim. So says the Dvir HaKodesh. If you say, like those Rishonim, that everything on Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol, then what are you saying? Everything on Yom Kippur is different. Even things that you normally do every day is different on Yom Kippur. So then maybe you wouldn't have a Kal V'chomer. Because this is different. If it's like the other Rishonim, that you have the generic laws, and then you have the Kohen Gadol doing the unique halachas, then you have a problem. What's the Havamina here? But if you say that, like the Baal Amor, that everything on Yom Kippur is done by the Kohen Gadol, then even the Trumas Hadeshen, not the Trumas Hadeshen, even the Ktores and even the Tamid and all that is all done by the Kohen Gadol, so then maybe you understand. Maybe this is different. And the Halacha of Ulevesham teaches me only Levisha's Makeves. So at least the Havamin is more understandable according to those Rishonim. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Mitzvahs, Kesa Mitzvahs Kiddush. So what does the Kohen do for Kiddush Yadam Raglayim? Again, each of these we can spend a lot of time on. Mechus v'gadim, kiddush. Miniach yado ha'imanis ha'raglo, agabi raglo ha'imanis. So according to the first opinion, he puts his right hand on his right foot. V'yado ha'esamalis, agabi raglo ha'smalis. His left hand on his left foot. U'mekadish, that's how he does it. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda omer, no. Miniach shtei yadav, zu'al gavzu. V'al shtei, agabi shtei raglo, zu'al gavzu, u'mekadish. He takes both his hands, he puts them on both of his feet, he puts one foot on the other foot, one hand on the other hand, he puts it all on, and then he's mekadish. Amru lo hiflagta. So the Tanakhama says, what are you talking about? Who can stand like that? Okay, we should all this afternoon at some point try to stand, put one foot on top of another foot and our hands also on top of our feet and see how long we can stand that way. So is it possible to do that? How could he ask the Kohen to do that? Efshar. And by the way, the Sfas Emes says, how are they allowed to touch their, right, even after they wash, they touch their hands and feet? Aren't those called Mekomos HaMechusim? That's why you have to wash your hands anyway after. It must be because they always walked around barefoot. It's not called Mekomos HaMechusim in that context. So the Gemara says, Shaper Kamrilei. So, doesn't he have a good claim? He can't stand that way. Rav Yosef, a chaveiro masayo. His friend helps him. His friend, every time the Kohen washes his hands and feet in the morning, each Kohen has to like help out each other so they don't fall down. May benayhu. What's the nekudas amachlokas? Rabaya amida menatzad ika benayhu. You have to stand when you wash your hands. Is help from your friend, does that mean that you're not standing? Right, that's the machlokas here. And Tosfos here discusses, what about all the other areas of halacha? That smicha versus amida. What about when you get an aliyah, Tosfos says? You're not supposed to lean on anything. What about other cases? What about when you do vidui? You're supposed to be amida. Right, so again, this is a question of smicha. Whenever is smicha, does that under, when is smicha undermining? Amrele, Rav Sama, Breder of Ashi, Ravina, Velesa Mesa Velictus. Why don't you just sit down? Why doesn't he just sit down and wash his hands? No, you have to stand up. Special din for a big day kahuna. After Devira Kodesh here. Sit down. How can you sit down? As we mentioned a few days ago. Only David HaMelech's family could sit down. So it must be that, no. For the Isser of Yeshiva Ba'azara, that's Mamash Yeshiva. A little smicha wouldn't be a violation of Yeshiva. And that's the Gemara's Havamina here. You know, why don't you just lean a little more, lean on something. But Mamish Yeshiva, that obviously would be a violation. But that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Kiddush Yadav Ragla B'Yom, Yitzhar L'Kaddish B'Layla. If a Kohen was doing the Avodah all day, and he moves Makaddish his hands and feet before the Avodah, and then it becomes nighttime, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. Right, just like Birchas HaTorah. We don't say Birchas HaTorah again when we learn at night. We said it during the day. B'Layla, Yitzhar L'Kaddish B'Yom. But if he washes hands during the night Avodah, and now it's the morning, right? Then he has to wash his hands again. Divrei Rebbe, Shaya Rebbe Omer, Lina Mo'eles Bekiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Lina, meaning overnight, that ruins your original Kiddush and you have to wash again. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, no. Ein Lina Mo'eles Bekiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it does not affect it. Machlokas Tanoim. Tanya Idach, similarly, Haya Omer Demakar Magabiyam Esveachal Alayla, if he's Omer and he's being Makriv Karbanos, the Hector Chalavim all night, La'ora in the morning, Ta'un Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He has to wash his hands again. Divrei Rebbe. Vazer Rebbe Shimon Omer, same machlokes, kivan shekidish yadav araglav, mitchilas avoda, since he did it at the beginning of the avoda, afilo mehech mikan vadasar yamim, even from today till 10 days from now. The Cheshek Shlomo on the back says it's lavdavka. Lavdavka. Okay, but even no matter what, ain't asar lekandish. So it's the same machlokes. It's just the second one discusses he's in the middle of the avoda. He doesn't have to stop. Betzricha, you need both formulations. Yes, we need a kamais. If you only have the first version, v'yahikam a Rebbe, maybe only there Rebbe says you have to wash in the morning to pasak lemi avoda le avoda because you're not doing an avoda. So maybe once you stop, that's why you have to wash. Aval bahadilo pasak le. But if you're still doing an avoda, maybe even he would agree. Ema modile Rebbe lo blazo ben Rebbe Shimon. Maybe he would agree. You're in the middle of the avoda. You don't have to stop and wash your hands. That's why you need the second brisa. V'yashmin and Baha, and if you only have the second one, Baha kamar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, maybe only here Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, Ava Baha, but in the first brisa, Ema Modele the Rebbe, he would agree to Rebbe that since you stop doing an avoda, you have to wash your hands. Sricha, that's why you need both brises. So this is the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which if you remember, one of the three reasons we wash our hands in the morning, Bizman Hazeh, Netilat Yadayim, Machlokas Rambam, Machlokas Rush, and Rashba, Rashba, and Gemara. Gemara quotes the idea of Ruach Ra, but the Rashba and the Rush have a machlokes. Why do we wash our hands in the morning? Is it because, I think the Rush is the one that says, it's because of Yadayim Askanios, our hands touch things in the during the night that it shouldn't have, so we have to wash our hands. And the Rashba says, Kekoin HaMekadesh B'Kiyar. Every day we do the Avot, we have our own Avot to do, we have to wash our hands in the morning like a Kohen. Right, it's so amazing. It's an amazing suggestion, but we're usually half asleep when we wash our hands in the morning for the Tilas Yadayim. But if we think about we're doing the Avoda, right, we're Mamlechas Kohanim, right, that's pretty amazing. And that's the message of the Rishonim by the Tilas Yadayim Bizman Hazeh. Period. We'll just do a drop more, and then we'll stop. Right, my time at the Rebbe, what's the reason that Rebbe says that Lina Ismo LS, Tirsiv, Bigishtam, right? When you come close, it sounds like it's a new thing. When you come close every morning, Rashi says, "V'gisha the shachris gisha achritihi." There's a new ma'aracha. When you come close to the ma'aracha, it's new. So that's why that's a remez that morning ruins. My time there, Elazar Reb Shimon, Dechsev Bivawachem. No, when you come, and you never left, right? So if you never left, you don't have to wash your hands again. Idachnami Haksev Bivawam. What is the second sheet? What does Rebbe do with Bivawam? Iksiv Bigishtam. Velo Ksiv Bivawam. If it only said Bigishtam, Hava Mina Kol Gisha V'Gisha. I would have thought every time you come to do something, even if it's the same day. Because Rachmana Bivawam. That's why he has to say Bivawam. V'idachnami Haksev Bigishtam. What does Rebbe Reb Shimon do with a Bigishtam? Iksiv Bivawam. Velo Ksiv Bigishtam. Hava Mina Fila B'Yerekanis. I would have thought even Stam, when you're not going to do anything, you're just walking in, you might require Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, Kamash Malan. That's why you do not, that's why you don't say that. Okay, we'll have to stop here, period. Tomorrow, I'm not sure if I'm going to be giving it. I'm going to try, but we'll put it out. But if not, it'll be put up from, if not, the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle. But again, we'll see later today. Okay, we'll stop here.